Good morning, it's 7:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Mets got homers from Jonathan Villar and Tomas Nito to beat the Braves 4-3. With his face swollen and badly bruised, Mets outfielder Kevin Pillar carried the team's lineup card to home plate before the game, a gesture that brought a huge sigh of relief to both teams. Pillar took a 95-miles-per-hour pitch to the nose in New York's win over the Braves on Monday. A trip to the hospital found Pillar suffered multiple nasal fractures. He'll meet with a facial specialist in Atlanta to determine his next steps and will likely be out for an extended period. Elsewhere, DJ LeMahieu had a season-high 3 RBIs as the Yankees defeated the Rangers 7-4. Yankees manager Aaron Boone says Gleyber Torres has been cleared by the league after testing positive for COVID-19 last week. He could be back in the lineup as soon as today. The Blue Jays crushed the Red Sox 8-0. The Phillies topped the Marlins 8-3. And Spencer Turnbull pitched the 5th no-hitter of the season, coasting the Tigers over the Mariners 5-0. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Penguins nipped the Islanders 2-1 to even their first-round series to a game apiece. The Canucks doubled up the Flames 4-2, and the Lightning downed the Panthers 3-1. In the play-in round of the NBA playoffs, the Celtics outlasted the Wizards 118-100 to secure the 7th seed in the East. This sets Boston up for a first-round matchup with the second-seeded Nets starting on Saturday. Washington will take on Indiana tomorrow for the 8th seed. The Pacers routed the Hornets last night 144-117. And in the WNBA, Sabrina Ionescu had the first triple-double of her WNBA career to lead New York to an 86-75 win over the Minnesota Lynx, giving the Liberty their first 3-0 start in 14 years. I'm Jesse King.